Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I'm a realtor from Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to provide massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents to find out how they've been able to achieve massive success in their business. My hope is that you take a few things away from their experiences to grow your own business. Y'all, I'm so excited to welcome real estate social media marketing educator Will Draper to the podcast. We're going to have some fun with this one. Will, welcome to the podcast, brother.
Jamie, I appreciate you having me here, my friend. I love Lafayette, Louisiana. I remember last time I was down there, we were talking about this before we hopped on there. I went to this little Cajun joint, little crawfish place. There's nobody there. And I think it was just five of us. And we get there to the table. And when I went to order, the waitress came up, she said, one or five. And I was like, well, you might know what I'm talking about. And I was like, what does that mean? They're like, 1 or 5 pounds. I was like, holy cow. I was like, 1 pound. They're like, nah, you need at least 3 pounds. I probably ate 2 pounds, right? But that's my only story from Lafayette. I loved it. It was great. Oh, and when I got picked up from the airport, they took me through a drive-through liquor stand, which was kind of cool, but I've never been through one of those before. So that was a new experience for me. So Lafayette was cool last time I was there.
Yeah, baby. If you put a little piece of tape on top of it, it's technically not open container. So, I mean, just a little random Louisiana fact. But yeah, we'll get through crawfish and alcohol first, right? Get that out the way.
Get that out of the way.
But yeah, so man, give us a little bit of your backstory. Tell us kind of where you came from, little background, and then where you are now and what you're up to.
Okay. So I got into real estate, as a lot of other people, after several other careers. My wife says, I guess I'm a serial career changer. And I actually owned a home inspection company. I was in corporate engineering America for like 12 years, chasing the corporate ladder. Me and my wife bought a house that was kind of beat up. I followed around the inspector and then paid him $700. I'm like, well, I would make more doing home inspections than this stupid engineering job. So I got my license and opened my own home inspection company, ran that for several years, and then had some stuff happen with my family and some safety issues with schools. Had a really terrible transaction with a real estate agent, really poorly mismanaged. I was like, I've got to get my license. I can't let other people go through the same process. Got my license in like 2018. Then within about 18 months, had worked my way up to about $20 million a year in sales. Rather quickly, all via social media, Google, and YouTube. I got into real estate and I knew I did not want a cold call. I did not want a door knock. I didn't want to do expireds or for sale by owners or open houses. That just wasn't my jam. So I created some social media accounts and started figuring out how to make videos, figure out how to do digital marketing so I can reach as many people as possible, and got pretty successful pretty quickly. And after a couple years of some really good success there, I had a lot of agents in my market reaching out to me like, dude, you're in this less than 2 years. How are you generating so much business? And like, this was not business for my sphere. It was mostly strangers or people who met me via social media after I got started. And so I started helping agents in our office and in our area for free. And then for a brief time, I was recruited to go coach at a big real estate coaching company, which I left that a while ago and decided to start out on my own. I do nothing but education for real estate agents on how to grow their social media, Google, and YouTube to generate more leads, rank higher online, and actually build a business that they're proud of and can spend more time with their family. So that's my 20,000 foot overview real estate life story in about 2 minutes.
Love that, dude. That's awesome. Man, well, tell us a little bit about it, man. So when agents are coming to you, what are they hoping for, man? Like, are they coming like super discouraged? Because, man, I mean, I guess the people that I've been talking to kind of like are just coming to me, man. They're like, I'm super discouraged and I'm just not hitting my goals. I'm pushing as hard as I can, but I'm just not hitting it. Are you kind of experiencing like a little bit of that same thing with some of these agents that are coming to you?
Yeah, a lot of the agents that come to us, they're people that have had success in the business, but they've maybe plateaued, or they got to a point where they weren't growing anymore, or they feel like they worked all of their sphere business during 2020, 2021, 2022. They're like, well, I've worked my entire sphere. Like, what am I going to do now? I need to reach new people. Like, I see all these other agents in the market that are crushing it on social, if you will, and like taking more business, or like, how do I get comfortable? Like, I don't know what to post. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to stay consistent with it. I actually can't get out of my own way. I'm stuck because I don't have a strategy, right? And that's, I think that's the biggest thing with most agents is it's the beautiful and the terrible thing about being a real estate agent. There is no manual. There is no playbook, right? As much as like real estate coaches and all this type of stuff say, hey, use this playbook, right? There is no playbook. Everybody's business is different. Their experiences are different. Their skill sets are different. And when people get into real estate, they think they're going to help people buy and sell homes. They don't think they have to become a content creator or a digital marketer. Well, I hate to tell you, that's probably the number one skill set you need along with a sales skill set, like the sales and marketing. Most people have zero marketing experience. I know I had none and had to basically self-teach myself everything, but I fell in love with that aspect or side of it. I feel like a lot of agents don't necessarily love that. They feel like they have to be online. And what I try to work with people on is you don't have to be online, but it's the biggest opportunity right now for any business to get exposure. It's so easy to get massive exposure in your local area if you know how to do it the right way. And it's extremely inexpensive, but most people just don't know where to start. And so they come with me with like, where do I start? What's the strategy? And I really work with not only my private one-on-one clients, but my school group. So I maintain a school group of a lot of real estate agents, and we do weekly tactical sessions on exactly what to do. So we had a session today, and I laid out an entire plan for May on exactly what to do. Here's what we're filming. Here's the script frameworks we're using. Next week, we're coming back together. We're going to piece up all the content to basically build a strategy people can connect to, because people worry about perfection, right? And it's not about perfection. It's about just getting shit done consistently. You can position yourself as the local expert in your market, even if you've never sold a house there, if you consistently show up time and time again. And my proof in the pudding for that is one of the things I did with my content strategy when I first got started was I would review local restaurants. I know it seems silly, right? But the places my ideal client would go, where I would go, where can I grab pizza really quickly in between soccer and dance, right? For my kids, right? Where's the best place to go get a craft beer where I am, right? Like, I'm a big coffee nerd. Where's the best place to go grab coffee? I love Indian food and I love tacos. Like, I love like global food. So what I would literally do is go to these places, make quick video content, but then I would share them on my social media, review the restaurant. And within like a month or two of just doing it once a week, I had friends and sphere and people who I hadn't talked to a lot reaching out to me via text message, via DM on social, like, hey, me and my wife are going out tonight. Where should we go? Okay. Not real estate related, but they're reaching out to me and talking to me. I've done business with every single one of those people, right? It's because I stayed in front of them. It doesn't always have to be real estate related, but I was leaning into my community. And so people were engaging and reaching out to me. I was like, man, this is stupid simple, right? They thought I was the expert on going out to eat, right? I probably only highlighted 5 or 6 places and just did them multiple times. I did the same coffee shop probably 8 times, right?
Yeah.
But there's so much content and so much noise out there. People can't remember what you posted 1 month versus the next month. So like what I did is I picked my like, 8 or 10 favorite places. I would do that once a week for like 2 or 3 months, and then I would just start over and redo it again. Like, yeah. So I'm not reinventing the wheel, right? But they thought I was the local restaurant expert. It doesn't take long if you just put yourself out there and stay consistent with it.
Yeah, love that idea, man. And that, we just got back from Rev B, which is the real estate video blueprint. Yeah, man, the same thing. We're seeing a lot of success with agents kind of becoming the local newscaster per se of their community and just really making it all about local events and local things. And then they're getting, what's awesome is they're getting local followers. Mm-hmm. And collabing on restaurants and stuff like that. Let's jump into, I know one thing, and maybe I'm interested in it hearing from your story, is you've done a lot on like Google Business. So mm-hmm. I'm interested to hear your thoughts on that Google Business profile and what are you kind of helping agents with on that platform right now?
Okay. So I put together what I call the Agent Authority Framework. Most people get Google Business profiles wrong. It's like a free storefront that nobody's using right. There's a lot of content out there. There's a lot of coaches that'll say what to do on your Google Business profile. But there's one thing they all neglect. And it's one thing I teach all of my agents. you can't build a proper Google Business Profile if you don't know what people are searching for. So they're going to set up your Google Business Profile. They're going to create your description. You're going to create products. You're going to create posts. But if you don't know the keywords people are searching for, you're basically just casting out information into the water, right? Like you're throwing a line out in the water with no bait on it. No fish is hunting for an empty hook, right? What are people searching for? So we do analytical keyword research focused on the local market and a bunch of different identifiers on what people are actually searching for online. Like, it's great to create a blog post or something on your Google Business Profile, like, you know, pros and cons of this area, or, you know, five things to know before moving here. But if nobody's searching up the titles of that, it doesn't matter. It's just empty noise. So we really focus on people building out their business profiles, focusing on the keywords that people are actually looking for. I teach everybody to install. There's a tool you can install on your browser. There's lots of different tools you can install. We install a tool on the browser, and it only takes 15 minutes. It's the most important 15 minutes you could ever spend on your Google Business Profile is doing the keyword research to understand what people in your area are actually searching for. And then we're going to use AI to build out the rest of our profile, analyzing those local SEO keywords and the ones we've hand selected. So we want to get known in a particular area, and we're going to build those everywhere throughout the profile. Okay. Once you build it out, there are three key ranking factors for Google. It is proximity, relevancy, and distance. Those are the only ranking factors Google uses. Well, one of the problems is on the proximity one, how close are you to where people are actually making the search? Okay. Most people think address, right? Like, okay, how close is my address? Yes, that does matter. But a lot of people have problems getting verified because their address is the brokerage address, or it used to be their home address, and they're having issues. You can still be found on Google as what they call a serviced area-based business if you build in the appropriate keywords. So whether it's the town, the neighborhood, or the specific area you want to get known for, everywhere on your profile has to have those keywords. So as people look it up, the more tags, right, the more cookies that you have across your business profile that has those keywords, the more likely you are to show up at the very top. Most of the agents that we work with, when we help them build out their business profile the right way, they start to see results almost immediately. We helped an agent recently, his name is Jacob, and he went through our optimization class, which I teach in my school community. And then we consistently built out his profile. It took us about a month to build it out, right? About 1 to 2 hours a week over the course of a month to slowly build this out. Within 30 days after that, picked up two clients. People said, oh, I was looking for an agent in your specific area. And he was the first one that popped up. And his business profile was completely filled out. So guess what? They see products, they see posts, they see everything filled out 100% completely, talking to them as their ideal client because it has all of the keywords in there. And they're like, this guy's got his shit together, right? But he may only had 40 or 50 reviews, and there's other agents that have 200 or 300. But imagine looking at a resume that's like one third filled out versus one that's completely filled out. You've probably been a listing agent on something and you get an offer to purchase. Sometimes you're like, this agent doesn't know how to fill out the contract, right? Have you ever seen that before, Jamie? Right?
Absolutely.
Right. You're like, guys, this looks like a good offer, but we're not going to accept it because this offer doesn't make sense. They forgot this. They didn't fill in this blank, right? Like they spelled your name wrong. Like all of those little things matter, right? Especially when people are looking at such a big purchase and investment in an agent nowadays, that you want a profile that is complete and looks professional and uses the keywords so it actually gets found.
Yeah, dude. I love that, man. Drinking from a fire hose right here, man. I'm loving it. I'm loving all the content for sure. Because, yeah, a lot of people forget about Google as the thing. But I mean, or a lot of people focus on their one platform that they're on, like Instagram or YouTube or whatever. And they just forget about the main search engine that we should be found on. And that's definitely Google. I know a lot of these things are pulling from each other. But starting Google, I mean, hey, that's a great place to start. You kind of beat out the competition sometimes when you start with a great Google profile.
And like I said, like all it really takes to get started, it's 1 to 2 hours a week for a month to just get everything laid out the right way. And then at that point, you're like 30 minutes a week in maintenance. Time block that on your calendar to do that maintenance once a week. Keep it updated, because one of the things Google ranks on is how often you update your profile. So if you're in there every day doing something, right? So you have a post going. So we tell all our agents to pre-schedule all of their posts. but you're going in once a week and making sure everything's right. If Google sends you an email and says, hey, there's a holiday coming up, are your hours going to change? Even if your quote unquote hours don't change, you say, yes, my hours change. Change something by an hour, because they're like, they're a responsive business. So I'm going to share their profile to more people, because every time I send them an email, they respond. Imagine that, right?
Yeah.
Like, the more you update the thing when they say to update it, the more they show it to more people. I mean, it just makes perfect sense to me. Setting it up once and just letting it be there, like I set it and forget it, that's not how to do it. Build it right, and then just spend 30 minutes a week just lovely keeping it updated, and it will work for you for forever, right? I feel like most agents need to do like a cross-platform audit. It was like, how do I show up on Google, right? How do I show up on social media? And how do I show up on YouTube, right? Even if you don't have a big YouTube organic, at least have something there that people can go to. Cross-post your stuff from social onto YouTube so you have some sort of presence. Look professional, because people are smart. They're savvy, right? If you look like you're put together, even if you're not doing any business, you're more likely to get reached out to, because you look like you have your stuff together.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely. You got to get it together, baby. You can't just put one headshot up on Google and expect to be ranked highly on searches for your town. There's no way.
No way.
Not with actual people putting time and effort and energy into making their stuff look right. And playing the game that Google wants them to play.
Yep. So. And it's not that much effort. It really isn't.
So talk to us a little bit about YouTube, man, because that's one platform that I have not really fully embraced that platform. And I think that's going to be the next play that I have, and my next move is probably getting into the YouTube space. Talk to us a little bit about YouTube. I know that's a huge commitment and of time and energy and everything else, but what is your thoughts on YouTube, and how, I guess, are agents using that platform well, in your opinion?
Okay. There's three ways you can approach it, and three ways only. Okay. So the first two are the organic ways to approach it. Your channel could literally just be a shorts channel, meaning you're reposting your reels on Instagram and Facebook onto YouTube, right? That's play one. That is the easiest thing for you to do, because all you have to do is set up a channel and then just repost your content there. You're not creating anything specific, quote unquote, for the platform. That's how you at least show up and have a presence and kind of get started. One agent I work with, this kid is 25 years old, sold 60 houses last year.
Nice.
In his third year in the business. We started working together like 3 years ago. He was like 22, just got his license, right? We went 30, like 40, and then like 60 houses. YouTube shorts.
Nice.
No long form, nothing else. It was a YouTube shorts channel. That can be done. The second way it can be done is the one that everybody thinks of, creating long form evergreen content, 10 to 20 minute videos, one time per week for a long period of time. That is the hardest. That is the most expensive, right? What used to work doesn't work as well anymore. I'm seeing home tour channels do pretty well in a lot of markets. I've worked with a lot of agents that do that. Every market is different though, but that is the hardest path to take. Everybody says create that evergreen content. Now, I worked with a guy out of California. He had been on YouTube for 15 years. Just started working with him about 6 months ago. He had 300 subscribers, average views of 50 views per video, and been doing it for 14 years.
Yeah.
Zero leads, zero business. All of the content was kind of like a scatterplot, right? It didn't have a real strategy to it. There was some market update stuff. There was some like real estate tip stuff. And just like people weren't resonating. He did one home tour video, got like 5,000 views. And I was like, change your entire channel. Just do home tour videos on your channel, because your audience just said that works. He completely flipped up his channel. That's all he's done. And 6 months later, he's at 3,500 subscribers. Has, I think, an average view of almost 10,000 views per video. And I think 9 opportunities last month from either builders, developers, people coming into town wanting to buy or sell. Right?
Nice.
Just within 6 months, because he found the one content type that worked. And what most people do is they have one video work and then they make something different next. No, if something works, just do that same thing again and then do it again and then do it again. That's the hardest play. Play three is actually my favorite play. Play three is an ad sequence channel. It is nothing but a paid YouTube channel. So it's a normal YouTube channel, but you run paid ads. you're going to run skippable or in-feed in-stream ads over a farming area, say farming channel. There's an agent we worked with out of Rancho Mission Viejo, California, and all of his videos are either market update videos, 60 seconds or less, listing videos, 90 seconds or less, or direct call to action videos, 60 seconds or less. And each one of those are essentially mini commercials. And we picked two neighborhoods. Each neighborhood gets its own sequence. And what an ad sequence is you can set up a funnel approach inside of the YouTube ads manager, which is actually run through Google Ads. And you can say, all right, homeowner one, you're going to see the market update video. Next week, you're going to see a listing video we did. Next week, you're going to see a how we sold it video. And next week, you're going to see a direct call to action that says book an appointment, scan the QR code on the screen. What that does is it's pre-qualifying people. They have to watch all those videos to get to the video where you actually ask them for the business, ask them for the appointment. And he used that strategy in those neighborhoods and picked up six listings in March, just six listings in March in one neighborhood from running those ad sequencing videos. Now, it's the easiest way to become the local expert in a neighborhood. It's a farming approach. You're not trying to farm an entire city. Because if you're in a city of 100,000 people and you're paying and you get like 20,000 views, it's not enough. You've got to get as close to population versus views as possible. Okay. So imagine farming, Jamie. Let's say you had a neighborhood that had 2,500 houses that you want to farm, right? There's 10,000 people that live in those 2,500 houses. You get 10,000 views on this ad sequence in that neighborhood, you're picking up business pretty quickly. Everybody in that neighborhood's going to know you like that. And you're doing it for around 10 or 2 to 3 cents per view when you set it up the right way. 2 to 3 cents per view for 10,000 views. I think that comes out to around $250 or $300.
Nice.
Not a lot of money. There will be people, right. people that say you have to spend 10,000. That's when you're marketing to, or spend 8,000. That's when you're marketing to a much, much bigger area. You need to get 100,000 views because you want to get views and population one-to-one. That's where we see people have the most success. It's an easy approach because each of those videos is what? A minute or less, right? So 4 60-second videos sounds like social media, right? But it's filmed horizontally. It's very specific. And the thing is, you only change out the market update video once a month. The other ones that we create, it's only when you have a listing. So you're already creating a video anyway. The direct call to action video, you shoot once, you can reuse it for 6 months. You can reuse it for a year. You're not having to create new content. And then it's working for you 24/7. Right? The agents that I see that are most successful have a perfect combination of we've got our Google business profile up and running and we keep it maintained so people can find us on Google. We set up our YouTube channel. If they have it organic, awesome, right? It takes a lot longer to get there because your first few videos, I think y'all used 150 views a video. What if I could tell you I can get you 15,000 views in the neighborhood you want to work in the next 2 weeks? But it costs you $200. You might be like, hell yeah, I'm down for that, right?
Yeah.
So you have that combination. So if they're on YouTube, they see you. If they're on Google, they see you. And then you wrap that up with the trifecta of social media. I don't care if it's TikTok or Instagram or Facebook. They're all, to me, somewhat one and the same. It's social media, depending on what platform that they're on. If you're posting on one, post it on all, right? When you've got those three things locked down, you're undeniable online. Did you know that people check their phones 167 times per day?
Dang.
Per day between Google, YouTube, and social media. If you have a solid presence on each one of those three platforms, you are undeniable. You are undeniable.
Dude, love that, man. You got my head spinning, man. That's awesome. I love that. I love that. See, I'm a phone guy, right? So you got me thinking a little bit differently than I've thought before because, you know, in the past and how I've generated the majority of my business was through making telephone calls. But when you're talking about those kind of numbers and those kind of reach specifically, like even if we're talking the 10,000 view kind of number in a local neighborhood, even if I were to go into that local neighborhood, make phone calls around that neighborhood, for me to make 10,000 calls, how long would it take me to make 10,000 calls? I mean, it might take me a couple of years to make that many calls. So to be able to get that local reach in a neighborhood targeted down, they're seeing my face, they're seeing my content, hugely valuable for $200. I don't even know if I could mail out a neighborhood of 2,500 people for $250. There's no way.
I've got a statistic for you. In one of the presentations I've given in the past, I've done the math, right? So if you're going to market to a 2,500 household neighborhood twice per month, right? Because if you're farming and you're sending out direct mail twice per month, at an average cost of 75 cents per piece, that's $45,000 a year to reach that neighborhood twice per month. Or wow, you could spend $3,000 and reach them just as many times with YouTube ads.
Nice.
$3,000 to reach the same number of people the same number of times with YouTube ads. Now, imagine if you're like, nah, I'm going all in. I'm going to spend $1,000 a month to this 2,500 person neighborhood. Guarantee that's going to work. And then over the course of a year, you've spent 12 grand, still a quarter of what you've spent on direct mail. Guess what? How long does it take when you start farming to see a return? 12 to 18 months? Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Most people, when they start this YouTube ad routine, most people, not all, every market's different. People show up differently on video, right? The number of sales in the neighborhood also matter. But what we've seen from most of our clients, I would say 70% of them, within the first 3 months, they have their first listing.
Nice.
And the cost on that, you know, anywhere between like $300 and $500, what it costs to pick up a listing. And these are in markets from Colorado to California to Florida, like all over the country, right? Like they will work if you just commit to it and do it the right way. But the problem is the consistency. Even though you put up one video and you can run the ad for a month, the 3 out of 10 that it doesn't work on, it's because they put up one ad, they don't get a lead in their first month, and they don't do it month two, right? Yeah. It's the consistency over time. You have to commit to doing it and always leaving it out there, right? Like people stop when they get the momentum, and it's so hard to pick it back up.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, man, speaking of momentum and crazy things, but we talked a little bit before about kind of some crazy story that you had about this influencer, man, that you told him to, what, lose followers or drop followers? Tell us a little bit about that, because you touched on it a little bit.
So I'll keep names out of this just to keep, you know, privacy sake, right? A great agent reached out to me. He had started a new social media strategy style, the green screen style where you put your head in the corner and talk about like local news and stuff, right? Like that's like the hot topic. The thing that most people don't share is those people don't get a lot of leads. They get a lot of local followers. They get a lot of views. They can quote unquote go viral. Most of them, if they're 100% honest with you, don't get a ton of business from it. So this was a real conversation I had with this person. And I've coached a lot of the agents that, like you said, you went to RevB. I coach a lot of agents that have been there. I know a lot of the backstories, right? This one particular agent was like, man, I'm getting, you know, 200,000, 250,000, 100,000 views on all these videos. I'm not getting a lot of like reach out. And I was like, it's because it's all news. And I was like, they think you're a newscaster. There's not enough real estate in here, right? So I was like, I want you to pivot your strategy. I want you to keep the same style, right? And I told him to change two or three very specific things, which I'll kind of keep to myself for now. Because your messaging and what you say and how it appears matters a whole lot. But what I said, I was like, stop talking about the news. I was like, you need to talk about the real estate market. And I was like, it sounds boring. He's like, market updates? I was like, every now and then, yeah. But you want to talk about the places to live, you know, what's hot, what's not, where's the best place to invest, where's the best place for families, think about your ideal client, what are they looking for? Highlight those areas. It's essentially a neighborhood overview or an area overview video, and then dipping in some real estate stats, and then maybe doing a home tour green screen style where you're showing the home behind you and then talking through the home versus being faceless. There's a lot of home tour videos out there that are faceless. I guarantee you put your face on it, but people are still able to see the house. You're going to have more people reach out. So his videos, when I told him to make this shift, went from a couple hundred thousand views per video down to between 5 and maybe 25 or 40,000. So I reduced his reach by like 10x, but now he's getting 3 to 7 leads per week. Nice. Per week, right? Wasn't getting hardly any before. Had tons of people blowing up his DMs, right? Tons of people like asking questions about the news and this and that. No business. People just wanting to bitch about the news. And I was like, make it real estate specific. Now he has far less conversations. He has far less reach, far less views, but far more clients. People are chasing going viral. And it's the worst thing you can do. You want to go locally viral and talk to your ideal client. Those are the ones that are going to resonate with you. I had a video go for 6 million views about 18 months ago. It added 10,000 followers in like 2 weeks. The wrong audience. I went viral for the wrong. I made a video that had nothing really to do with real estate. It had to do with AI, and it went bonkers. And then the next one I made after that, I was like, oh, I'm going to do that again. And that went to like almost a million. And then just as many followers. I'm like, oh shit, I've got no real estate agents engaging with my content anymore. And that's who I'm trying to help, right? Going viral was actually bad. It took me 9 months to recover from that because the wrong people were seeing my stuff. If you want the right people to see your stuff, make the content that resonates with them. And for this particular agent, it was like, let's make more people moving to this area. Let's do this area versus that area. Let's talk about the real estate market here versus talking about the controversial news story over here. Now, there's ways to tie in development. I think development in an area, how it can affect home prices, that absolutely matters, right? Highlighting local businesses that are opening up shop in your community. That's awesome. That matters, right? But just doing news for news sake is not going to work as well. You want to make sure there's a real estate angle to it, and you'll start getting more leads that way. There's a bunch of agents doing this talking head style content. I know some that are crushing it and some that maybe have a lot of views but don't have a lot of clients. And it's because there's not enough real estate angle. And there's like 3 or 4 really small tweaks you can make to make it work. So always keep that in mind.
Love that, man. Absolutely. And actually, that's something I think I needed to hear too. Because like you said, you know, you go to a conference like that and you go to RevB and you go to, you know, see all these people that are doing these things and it is working for them and they're getting the followers and you're getting all these things. But then you say, okay, that's great, have all those followers, but do they actually do the volume that, you know, yeah, you would expect to do with the view counts?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, like I said, don't need to talk about names of any of this. And like these people that are getting all these followers and view, it's great. It might lead to something 100%, right? I've heard a lot of stories of agents like, man, I have tons of followers and tons of engagement. I'm just not getting any business from it. And it's because it's built on followers that don't care about real estate. Yeah. So there always has to be that angle. Doesn't mean you can't do a news story. Like I love news stories, right? But you've got to make sure it's real estate specific. They know you're an agent. It's your point of view on it as an agent, people advising in the market. See that slight shift, right?
Gotcha.
It could be, you're not just reading the news. It's what's your point of view on the news and how it affects the local real estate market. That's the gotcha. Key. Right? That's the key because you have to make a bridge, right? There's the news and then there's our business and our clients. You have to build a bridge from one to the other and you do that with your headline, your language, your hook, and your captions. You can build the bridge.
Love that. Well, man, we're getting a little bit tight on time and I want to be respectful to your time because I know a lot of people want it, man, for sure. And I'm super excited that you definitely laid out a ton of knowledge, man. And I hope that agents go and follow you on social media and follow what you're doing. And we're going to put some of the details of how they can get in touch with you in the details of our podcast. But I always kind of frame it out like this and we always kind of close it out the same way. So we'll speak to an agent who might have had a tough 2024. Maybe they're off to a little bit of a slow start in 2025. And then we're going to wrap it up with that and we'll close it out.
So talk to somebody that's had a slow time in 2024, maybe a slow start this year, like what they should do, what should they focus on?
Absolutely.
Okay. So if you've had a slow time, first, you need to do a self-assessment. Are you getting in your own way? Are you stuck? How are you showing up online? Because if you're not going to be a phone caller or a door knocker or an open houser, there's more competition than ever for clients right now, especially how compensation agreements and all that type of stuff has changed. You have to show your value more. You have to show up as a professional. And when you have to show up as a professional, you need to look like that online. It's the easiest way to reach as many people as possible. You need to do a self audit. How do you show up on all the places people search? People are searching on Google. They're searching on YouTube. They're searching on TikTok. They're looking it up on Instagram. Do a cross-platform audit. And then one of these three systems, Google, YouTube, social media, pick one. Go all in, figure it out, excel at it before you move on to the next. Most people make the big mistake of trying to do it all at once. There's this concept I love called micro mastery. Okay. Imagine writing a book. Like there's the title and the cover and what the book's about, and then there's the outline, and then paragraphs and chapters, and then is somebody going to write an acknowledgement or a foreword or a post close? How do I get it printed? How do I get it published? Like, how do I advertise it? How do I market it? Like, if you worry about all of these things when you're writing a book, you'll never write the book. And that's most agents on social media. They're worried about the entire end result when they need to focus on the micro mastery. So micro mastery. So if you're writing a book, the first thing is, what's the concept of the book? What's the journey you're taking people on? Master what that overall overarching message is. And then the next piece you have to master is, how do I write a killer outline? Because you can't write a chapter or a paragraph until you have an outline of the book. Well, the outline is simply just the table of contents. And then you go to chapter one. How do you master the flow of the outline for chapter one? How do you begin it? How do you end it? You have to figure out how to write your first sentence before you can write a paragraph. Marketing is the same thing. You have to figure out, let's just pick Google for example. It's probably the easiest low-hanging fruit. In the next 30 days, you can get it set up exactly how you need to get it set up, 1 to 2 hours a week, right? And then you're just maintaining it 30 minutes a week. Get that set up and get it locked in so you know, all right, I've checked that box. Let me move on. Social media, what I want to do. 5 C's. Who is my ideal client and who am I going to be talking to? What type of content are they going to find interesting? Okay. Then how consistent can I be? Consistency. Can I show up 3 times a week? Like we said earlier on the podcast, you can be a local expert if you show up consistently. I became the local restaurant expert because I showed up consistently, and that was just once a week, right? Imagine showing up consistently 2 or 3 times a week. You'll be the local expert in a month if you stick to it. The 4C, cash. And when I say cash, you have to decide. I say, pardon my French, F the algorithm. Because if you're always depending on the algorithm and Meta to push your content out for you, you're facing an uphill battle. You do want to put cash between targeting and retargeting behind your social media content. You're already creating it. As little as $5 a day can make a gigantic difference. And you can force feed it to people in your local market. The head of Instagram for Business came out recently and he said there's only 2 ways to grow locally. Run ads in your targeted geographic area or collaborate with local businesses, right? So if you're not going to collaborate with local businesses, there's only one other option. It's put cash behind your content. So clients, content, consistency, cash, conversion. That's where most people drop the ball on conversion, right? There's only 3 ways to convert people on social media. Direct messages, and there's cold and warm. Never cold direct message somebody. That's called cold calling, right? Don't take cold calling from cold calling and put it on social media. Then there are lead magnets. So you've heard a lot of people talk about like mini chat and stuff like that. And then there are stories. Stories are the number one way to convert people into clients. So you have to master each one of those 5 C's on social media. First, start 1 week. All right, I need to master who's my ideal client. Go through the exercises, figure it out. The next week, okay, what's the content I'm going to create for? Let me figure out exactly what my style is. And I will tell you guys, pick one style to master, micro mastery. If you're going to do all home chores, talking head style, do that. If you're going to do all neighborhood style stuff with drones, do that. Find one type of content, one medium of content for your social. Do that 3 times a week for a month and master it. Micro master that and then add the next piece. I guarantee you, if you follow that pattern, in 3-4 months, your business will be unrecognizable. The problem is most people don't commit to do it. The final C, you got to commit. So if you're struggling in 2024, struggling in 2025, pick one of these platforms and micro master it and commit to getting it done. And don't focus on the results. Focus on the process. All the greats have said it. Bill Belichick, focus on the process. Michael Jordan, focus on the process. Why did Kobe Bryant shoot 200 free throws before and after practice every day? He was focused on the process. I saw there's a new special coming out on Paul Skeens, the baseball pitcher, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And his thing was brilliance is boring. And I 100% agree. If you can be brilliantly boring, if you can consistently show up every day and post one piece of content, or 3 times a week, post one piece of content that's something local to your area and you stay consistent with it, you will win. But most people quit before they see results. and don't do that.
Love that. That's awesome, dude. Yeah, absolutely, man. I've been preaching that choir for a long time. I've been beating that horse dead for a long time, man. It's consistency. It's not about the pretty stuff that you see every day. It's about the consistency, the times I woke up early, the times I got to the office early, the times I got spent late at the office, you know, all those things, making the extra calls, putting in the miles. You got to start somewhere, but you got to stay consistent with it. And I think that's what a big problem that realtors have is they get out there and they're gung-ho about Instagram, or they're gung-ho about TikTok, or they do a couple things and then they drop off because they can't do those consistent things that they need to be doing every single day and put it into your calendar. I haven't even taken on YouTube yet, because if I'm going to take it on, I'm going to do it with consistency and with a strategy and with a game plan. And it's like, you know, a lot of realtors just don't do that. They do one video, think they're going to, you know, hit a home run and have people reach out to them for the rest of their lives because of that one effort that they made. I'm like, man, it's like Michael Jordan shooting one free throw or Kobe shooting one free throw and expecting to have a great average. There's just no way, you know. So it's crazy, man. But you got to put in the reps. Got to put in the work, baby. But with a strategy, you know, with a strategy. And I love that. That's one thing that seems like you're super strong at is – you've got the strategy down. It's not just like, man, I'm hoping that this YouTube ad strategy works, or I'm hoping that this Google business profile strategy works. You're like been able to prove this has worked for these agents and it will work for you, but it's not going to work unless you stay consistent with it once a week, 30 minutes a week, whatever it is, but stay consistent with it. So, Will, I appreciate you, my brother. You are awesome. Thank you so much for giving us so much content that we're drinking from a freaking fire hose on this podcast, man. So I hope that realtors reach out to you, brother, and I hope that they connect with you on social media. So much value, and you've got me thinking big time. So, Will, thanks again, my brother, for joining us.
Appreciate you having me, man. Thanks, Jamie.
Okay, guys. Well, look, guys, I hope that you're enjoying the podcast. Share this podcast with a friend that needs some help in the business. Give us a great review. Guys, we're just here to add massive value to you guys with nothing in return. So I hope that you're digging what you're hearing from us on the podcast. So guys, it's my absolute pleasure to be with you guys every week, and I hope that you guys have an amazing day.